So it's a hot, happening day in India today. Outside of Hollywood, nobody watches the Oscars and the sort of movie business more than people in India, and they're definitely paying attention to the movie Slumdog Millionaire, which was just nominated for 10 Oscars, including Best Film and Best Director. It opens today, that movie does, in cinemas across India. It's set in the city of Mumbai, follows the fortunes of a young man from the slums who has a chance to hit the jackpot on the Indian version of a television quiz show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And the movie is, first of all, already a global sensation, but the fact that it's opening up in India is pretty darn exciting. Malini Agarwal joins us from Radio 1 Mumbai. Malini, this is a big, big deal in Mumbai today, right?
Absolutely. I think it's also such a matter of pride for everyone that we're back in the Oscar at the Oscars. I mean, we've been nominated in the past for films like Mother India, Salaam Bombay and Lagan, and taken home prizes with Lifetime Achievement for Satyajit Ray and costume design. But this time, the fact that it's a story about Bombay, it doesn't really matter if it's a Bollywood film or not. There's a sense of pride and ownership to the film that everybody here feels.
Well, let's talk about that pride, because it's a sophisticated pride. They're sick of the Lifetime Achievement Awards and the Best Foreign Film. All that sort of malarkey award. They want the big ones, right?
Absolutely. And the interesting thing is that there have been so many films made locally in Bollywood about the slums and what happens and people who overcome great difficulty from the slums and achieve great heights, even like true stories. And so we've seen that. So actually a lot of the sentiment is that it's not a new story, but it's been edited so beautifully and presented so well that it's finally a chance for the story that we've been wanting the world to see done and presented in a way that everybody's able to appreciate it.
I mean, I think it's clear, and listen to this clip, that this is a moment of heroic joy for the Chaiwalas everywhere.
A few hours ago, you were giving chai for the Phonewalas, and now you're richer than they will ever be. Wala player. Ladies and gentlemen, Wala player!
Of course, there, the moment in Slumdog Millionaire where the Chaiwala becomes richer than he could ever have imagined. Is that a story that resonates there in Mumbai? And are there actually Chaiwalas, people who hand out tea in offices, who will be going to this movie and feeling like it speaks directly to them?
That would be the case, although they are doing a Bollywood, a Hindi version, so they'll be able to understand. So it's Slumdog Crorepati, which will be translated. But I think the interesting thing is, I mean, if you haven't watched a movie in India, you'll be very surprised to hear this, but it's true that very often people, when they know what the plot is like and if the story is over, they'll get up and walk out before the credits. But there was a premiere yesterday, and they actually sat through all the credits, which is a big deal, and there
Wow.
was a lot of whistling and clapping and dancing in the aisles. And some of my friends who went, I'm actually going today to see it, were quite surprised to see this reaction. So it's actually appealed to a whole range, and although it tells the story of a regular guy, I think the fact that reality TV is suddenly so big as well,
sure,
in Bombay and India, it is the story of the real man, the real struggle, and just something that is very relatable, and the fact that you have watched shows like Kaun Banega Crorepati, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, day after day, and see people's lives change. It's just a really good feel-good film that, you know, it gives you a sense of hope in a realistic environment.
Now, there are some stars in the movie that are legitimate Hollywood stars, but a mega hit in Mumbai is a very high bar. I mean, I think the numbers of people that go to see movies are absolutely huge in India, and a hit is when people see it like 7 or 8 times, not just when they see it once.
Absolutely, because it is sort of the poor man's, you know, 3 hours of escape, a film of this nature, of any kind of film is usually that way. Now, Anil Kapoor, to his credit, I mean, everybody knows him as Mr. India because he was in a film called Mr. India, which he's a sort of a superhero. And he sort of had, you know, lived out his time and people had started to forget about him, but he's definitely back now. And more than anything, more than a particular character, I think the film on the whole encompasses a feeling that it's Bombay. So especially in the city, it's, you see places that you recognize, and also in light of everything that happened on 26/11, people feel very protective about the city. So it's I think it's a combination of all these things, and it's quite clever that it's releasing just about the time where the Oscar nominations have come out, so there's even more interest. And A.R. Rahman is a legend. Everyone loved his music here right from when he started his career with a film called Roja. And he's such a humble, down-to-earth, lovely, talented human being.
No, they're great. It's a great cast. It's a fantastic cast. Melanie, I want to bring it down personally, though, to you, okay? Can you
sure.
answer this question? Listen to this.
In the chair tonight is Jamal Malik, as if we don't know.
For 10 million rupees.
The question once again. Which cricketer has scored the most first-class centuries in history.
Melanie Agarwal, are Indians going to scream out the answer in the movie theater today?
I'm sure they will scream out the answer, but I'll only answer if you're actually going to give me the money.
Very smart woman from Radio 1 Mumbai, Melanie Agarwal, talking about the premiere of Slumdog Millionaire today in Mumbai.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.